Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
All right, it's with great pleasure I'm speaking with Gemma Arterton, the star of The Disappearance of Alice Creed. We know you from bigger pictures, Quantum of Solace, Prince of Persia, and Clash of the Titans. But this is a different picture. This was filmed before or after the latter two?
It was filmed in the middle of the two, literally sandwiched in there, because I'd done 6 months on Prince of Persia, and then I had like Christmas off, and then I did this in a month, and then I finished this, and I went straight on to Clash of the Titans, which took 4 months to film. It's crazy because they're all kind of the same length. But Alice Creed just took 4 weeks. It's nuts what you can do if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, but how do you wrap your head around these different kinds of pictures? And as you say, this one in the middle, different kind of picture, gritty, visceral, brutal, very small, tight shooting of very few actors, you and two others, Eddie Morrison, Martin Compston.
Yeah, it was actually really liberating, even though the language that you used then seemed quite sort of fraught. I work better in a pressurized situation, and I wanted to do something that I felt like it was like kind of therapy for me. I needed to shake off the shackles of working in a big sort of blockbuster in a way, and I needed to just get back to what it is, just acting, you know. And there was a lot of pressure on us because there was only three actors. We had to communicate the story through nothing but that. There weren't any special effects or anything like that to kind of support us, so I was scared. It was a scary job for me to do, but it's exactly the reason why I did it. You know, I wanted to challenge myself, and I wanted to challenge the audience as well. And I started to think maybe I'll only ever get cast as princesses and goddesses, and not that that's a bad thing, but there's, you know, it's good to be in reality as well. And I wanted to and I think it has, you know, doing Alice Creed has actually done more favors for me career-wise since then than any of the blockbusters that I've done. And and it's given me an opportunity to play more interesting characters, in my opinion. I did it in the middle of the two, and I'm so pleased I did. It's like a guilty pleasure for me, for everybody that made the film. You know, everybody just loved the script. There was no money involved. It was like we were all doing it just to have fun and do something, you know. And it's like the same for me as doing theatre. You have to do it to further yourself. You don't get paid anything to do theatre, so it's important to do small roles.
Tell me about the dynamics between you and the guys. We learn things about what's happening in almost like doors opening, layers are revealed like an onion, you know, the relationships. Don't want to give away anything here, but tell me about the dynamics. Who's in control? And but don't give that away.
Yeah.
But it's intriguing to see how there's power and loss of power, but power changes and shifts who actually wields it.
It's really, that's one of the best things about this movie, is that it constantly changes, and you as the audience member are challenged as to who is the, you think is the hero or of the movie. And you know, you want it to be Alice, but actually it changes who has the power, as an actor, that's very satisfying, very interesting thing to play. There are immediate shifts in power, you know, with one gesture it changes, and that's good script writing, definitely.
Finally, toughest scene to shoot here, although that a lot of them are pretty tough, but just off the top of your head.
It physically tough was the mummification scene, I call it, where they sedate me and then they wrap me up and it was just so, it was horrid. I felt like I was suffocating. I did it three times. Most challenging scene is one that I have with Martin Compston. I don't want to give too much away. I find out something, and I had to shoot it all day long, and I was in absolute bits, and I couldn't even see at the end of the day. I'd been crying so much, and it was just really draining, that scene. So it wouldn't mean the whole movie was a challenge, to be honest with you, but those were the two highlights.
Gemma Arterton is Alice Creed in The Disappearance of Alice Creed. Please see her in it.
Yes, please do come see it.